Hey, let's talk about Mr. Brett, B-R-E-T, Grant, G-R-A-N-T, 10780. Chief complaint, bloating, belching, diarrhea, nausea. Patient is a 43-year-old gentleman who 2 days ago ate baked potato and crabs, crab legs, at home. His whole family enjoyed the dinner, but nobody else has gotten sick, period. He comes in today with above-mentioned symptoms. For 2 days, he's not running a fever. He's alert. He's awake. He's not tachycardic, and he's not having any fever or chills at this time period. In the paragraph, he received GI cocktail with Zofran with excellent response here in the office, period. In the paragraph, he'd already had an ultrasound of his abdomen done previously, but we repeated the ultrasound today. And lo and behold, two stones were seen on one view of the gallbladder, which were not seen last time, period. In the paragraph, he was subsequently covered with medication and was given the option of going to the hospital, but he wants to wait to see if it gets worse, and then let us know Monday to refer him to a surgeon for the removal of his gallbladder, period. COVID immunization, none. Medical problems, hypertension, asthma, medication, lisinopril, hydrochlorothiazide, ProAir, surgery, knee surgery. Social, he smokes, he doesn't drink alcohol, he's alert, he's awake, once again, he's in no distress, allergy, penicillin, 354 pounds, 97%, 98.1, 2076, 155 over 88, heart positive, small positive is 2, lungs are clear, right side of the upper abdomen, tenderness noted, neurological non-focal, no rebound, no rigidity. Number one, fatty liver. Number two, obesity. Number three, evidence of stones that were not seen before. Number four, I tried to get him placed on semaglutide for obesity, i.e. Wegovy, W-E-G-O-V-Y, but the insurance said they don't cover that. Next number, he also has sleep apnea, but has refused workup in the past. Next number, he also suffers from low testosterone levels. Next number, he was put on bland diet. He was given Rocephin, a gram, Cipro 500 at home. Then he was given Bentol and Zofran. He was told to go to the emergency room if he gets worse, and he promises he'll do that. This was all discussed with him at length before leaving the office. Next number, he'll call me on Monday regarding a referral to a surgeon because to get his gallbladder out, but he says he may not want to do that for now. And did not want to talk about any kind of surgeries or anything else at this time. Nevertheless, findings were discussed with him at length before leaving the office. Thank you.